Brian Scott, Vanessa Ryan, BS and Vanessa,
WDEZ.
I want to know why Brantley was in lacrosse at the Toys R Us or Babies R Us or wherever buying baby clothes.
Brantley is...
Don't tell me. Don't ruin my fantasy.
He's a hillbilly. I mean, he is right downhill, but I mean, he's red. Now he's redneck hillbilly.
He's from the dirty south downhill.
When he played at Country Fest this year, we weren't talking to him, but when he was on stage talking, and you couldn't understand what he says because that's what he talks. He's like,
and then,
then he spits
some of his chew out.
So it was a little shocking for people to see Brantley at Babies R Us in lacrosse.
Yeah,
when he was there.
What?
And
tell me.
He said, "Now this is a quote from Brantley Gilbert." He said, "You know, I walk in there and it's like I'm not pregnant and I ain't got nobody pregnant. I just got a baby in vicarious through somebody else." It's like, what is he? Is he adopting or what? Apparently, his really good friend that he considers his little brother. Him and his wife are having a baby.
Oh, cool.
And they're struggling right now.
Oh.
So Brantley adopted the family to come live with him. He didn't adopt him, but he's just like, he said, he feels like
them?
His little brother. So he said, yeah. He's like, I got this big old fortress, you know, where I live, so these kids can come in there and they're going to be safe. Nobody's coming in and hurting that baby. So, so he's bringing the whole family in with him. So now he's like taking this uncle role serious. He's like, I'm going shopping. I'm going to go get this stuff. He said he went to Babies R Us the other day. He said, I walked in and that woman there were like looking at me like, okay, what the hell? Is this dude going to steal a baby or what? Because he walks in, he's got his chains hanging, you know.
Yeah.
He's got his hat on. And
well, do they don't sell babies at Babies R Us, so I don't think they'd have to worry about him stealing a baby there.
No, they thought he was going in there to steal a baby from somebody else who was shopping.
Jeez. Talk about stereotyping someone with tattoos and chains.
Well, I think he might have been stereotyping himself.
Oh.
But he said he went in there, and then once they found out what he was doing, everybody was, like, super helpful. Even other people shopping are like, well, you need this. He said he's got the best, safest car seat you could ever find. He said that they bought, like, a bouncy machine for him. Apparently, he dropped a ton of money here.
Well, there's nothing hotter, I think, for a lot of women. Hopefully, will agree with me. Or maybe if you don't, I don't care. But nothing hotter than a man like that, a really tough, rugged-looking man being sweet and being showing their softer side. That's hot.
And it's cool because, I mean, dads do that. We go shopping for our kids, and that's cool. But when it's, like, an adopted
You're
uncle
not
here.
Brantley Gilbert.
Exactly.
Sorry.
I don't walk in and people don't think I'm going to steal babies. They walk in, they're like, oh, yeah, that's a dad. He's driving a minivan. He belongs here. Brantley said the coolest thing he bought the baby, though, is this machine that actually plays wave sounds and it rocks the baby like they're floating in the ocean.
Oh, or like in the womb.
Yeah. And his quote on it was, if I was a baby, I'd be like, what the hell am I doing there in the middle of the ocean? It's like this deal where the babies, the Bible, and they're floating away, and the firstborns are going out first. He goes, what's even going on here? I need to be confusing these babies here. So I don't think he quite gets it, but he is trying to do good. He is trying to help out.
He doesn't have to talk. He can just stand there. I'm good with that. He doesn't have to be smart. He just has to look good, and he's got that covered.
BS and Vanessa in the morning. WDEZ.